Jose, what a horrible, horrible start to the afternoon.
Yeah, I think that it's maybe the first time that we start the game in this way. And certainly even all the game. I think that that the first game that we really missed. And it's after winning. So during the week when I told of some of you that we have to be careful about quick conclusion about the level of the team and about everything, I think that now we face also with reality. And the reality of the championship is that you have to be ready each game. It's not because you get the first win that you arrive. I mean, it's just normally the first step. But it's clear also that they got three opportunities, even not big opportunity, and they score three times. So they kill us in a short time after, you know, you run after the score. We do something good just before the halftime, so we can believe in it. But even the second time at the beginning, we don't have really the feeling that we can really change something, and we can see it a 4-1. And of course, at this moment, it can be very difficult, and we must be lucky at this moment in the game, maybe with scoring a goal instead of the post. But anyway, I don't see the team. I saw the team the last game, organized collectively. And it's not only about us. I think that I said also during the week that it can be certainly our more difficult game. So people was surprised, but I know what I say because I saw the team, I saw this team, I saw the quality. And main point for this team is to be effective. And so they don't need a lot of chances. They have very, very good players. And I think that in the first part of the match, two players make the difference in a too easy way. So you cannot hope getting some points in this way.
You pulled young Joel Dielna out of it after the third goal. Is that an admission you got it wrong by selecting him?
Yes, of course. You know, I'm the manager. It's always me. Yeah? So no, it's just because he did well last time when he came for Juan, and today it was another situation. He has to start the game. Doesn't play a lot and he doesn't have the experience of the championship, so I know already that it can be difficult, and it's more difficult with the opponent of today. But I think what I saw the last game was good enough to think that he can master all this today. It's what not the case, you know. He can be also in a worse day, and he has to face also with one of the good players of Huddersfield, and even our experimented player knew also some problems. I want to make a change before, but we concede the third immediately just because I have to react. That's it. It's part of my job. I mean, if I don't do nothing to try to help the team, and I repeat, it can happen that your team is not in a good day and maybe one player more than the other one, or just because the opponent is a good one. So no, we know, and I know certainly more than all of you what my squad is. And again, just today the reality and what I said before, we still need more players because with some of them are missing, we can be in trouble. That's not the only reason, but it's a main reason.
In previous games, you've been organized and as a unit. Today you were so open, weren't you?
Yeah, sure. And again, this kind of open on, you know, you're immediately punished. And you know also that most of the result we got are based on this organization, collective and quality, of course, but based on this first. And when you concede a goal and a second one, of course, you start to run everywhere because you go out of the organization, you try to react, but not in a good way. That's why we see a team without any references, what we had the previous game. So it's also the story of a game, you know, when you have to run after the score and it's so easy. You have also physically, mentally and everything going wrong. And again, we had a good reaction in a short time, but it wasn't enough today.
Could you believe the halftime score was 3-2 after those two stoppage time goals?
Yeah, of course. We have to believe. We have to believe. But as I told you, I didn't see really some great reaction at the second half. Everybody wants in the dressing room, but after on the pitch, it's another story. So, again, I will certainly not be too hard with my team, who has already given a lot before, but just the reality of the championship. I mean, the story is it's a never-ending story, and when you think you reach a level, you have to look to be better the next game, then again, I repeat, you're punished. And it wasn't the story of one player today, it was the story of a team, and I repeat, I have to react. And yeah, we can miss a game, but first of all, we have to know why and be able to find solution.
And you talk about the next game, and blow me, it's against one of the real promotion favourites, Derby.
Yeah, I know. I repeat also what I said all the time. What I say all the time is that there is no easy game for us. We know. And we know why. I repeat, we get the result. So it will be, again, a tough game. It's at home. It's after missing one. So I just expect a big reaction. After, we will see how we can master all this, how we'll be available for this game, because of course we speak, but we have also some player missing, and in our situation with our squad, some players are very important. And yes, we have to be at our best level collectively, individually, and also be able to have the full squad, be ready for the next game, because then we can be in trouble.
After a performance like that, will you have a job of work to lift people's heads?
To
lift people's heads, to get them back up?
Yeah, we have to. I mean, it's part of... We did it, because I think that we played some good games, the first one, without any point. And we were still looking for a result. And then we get some good point away, we get a winning at home. So, yes, we just have to do the same. We know that the way is still long. And again, we have to find a solution at this moment in the squad, but I hope that we can also find the solution that I'm still asking. So that's the story of the championship. Be ready each game, and just to try to take the best of this worst experience to be better the next game. We know how we did and what we didn't do today, so up to us to correct all this.